Hello, this is Cliff.
Good evening, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County, sir?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
I think they're on the right track.
Right track. Very well, sir. Let's do this fast as we can. In your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Crime.
Crime. Okay, very well. Let's move on. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you, sir. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably about the same.
About the same. All right. Moving on. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Ector County? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. Moving on. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each characteristic in Ector County. If you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first quality is quality of the public schools in Ector County. How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Availability of affordable housing.
Is Midland in Ector County?
Well, I'm not supposed to add any information what it is, but what is in the survey.
Okay.
So, to the best of your knowledge.
Fair.
Fair. Very well. Thank you, sir. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. How about that?
Fair.
Fair as well. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and good and job growth in Ector
County.
That's
good.
Good?
Yeah, that's good. It can be better, but it's good now.
Good, okay. How about public transportation?
You know, I don't know.
Don't know. If you don't know, that's all right, sir. If you don't know, that's a fair answer as well. Thank you. Moving
okay.
on. Offering job opportunities in your field. How's that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That's fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. Public safety and low crime.
I'm going to say poor.
Poor, okay. You already mentioned that that's a problem, all right? Moving on, thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I'd say good.
Good. All right. Moving on. Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I don't know. I don't do that.
Very
I go out to eat, but that, I don't go out and party or anything.
No, not nightlife for you. Very well. Moving on. How about the availability of quality health care?
That's good.
That's good. Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials. Would you qualify that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Fair, okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Good.
Good. Natural beauty and physical settings.
Fair.
Fair. All right. One more in this line of questioning. The availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music.
Good.
Good. All right. Moving on, sir. Thank you so much. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. For people like you, how would you characterize Ector County as a place to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good. And for people living below the poverty line?
What about him?
Yes. The question is, how would you rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people? In this case, I'm asking you about the people living below the poverty line. Would you rate it as a good, excellent place to live, good place to live, fair or poor?
I'd say good. There's a lot of job opportunities.
Okay,
there.
Very well. For young and single people, how would you characterize that?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. For immigrants from other countries, is Hector County a good place to live for immigrants from other countries? Excellent place, good place, fair or poor?
I'm going to go with I don't know again.
Don't know again. Very well. No, that's a fair answer, sir. Not a problem. Racial and ethnic minorities.
I'm going to say I don't know again.
Don't know.
I don't know much about the housing in Hector County.
Yeah, the question is, how would you rate it as a place to live? So for families with children, would you rate it as excellent place to live, good, fair, or poor? Families with children.
I'd say fair.
Fair. And entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
Good, all right. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Good, and one more. Retirees.
Say that again.
Retirees, people who is retired from the workforce.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Good
place to live. Okay, thank you. Moving on, sir. Almost done. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Good. Thank you, sir. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Maybe stay about the same.
Stay about the same. Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. Moving on. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat confident. Thank you, sir. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Thank you, sir. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Not too likely.
Not too likely. Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we'll be wrapping things up. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, sir?
That I've completed?
Yes.
College.
College.
2-year degree.
Okay, very well. So, some college then. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
52.
Thank you, sir. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No children. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you, sir. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No. Okay. Is your annual household income below $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or above $75,000?
Above 75.
Thank you, sir. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired?
Full-time.
Oh, full-time, thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir.
There's only two.
I know, but it's part of the service. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. Sir, have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you, you too.